Randy, today, pretty big announcements for KL Process Design down in Florida. I know at Sebring and having to do with the American Le Mans series and the fact that you've got your first plant in production there in Wyoming. Tell me just a little bit about where things stand right now with KL Process Design in this production of ethanol from cellulosic ethanol.
Sure. I think it all started, obviously, when we went through the engineering and the construction of the plant in August of 2007, and we all kind of came together at one of the races, one of the final races of the year for American Le Mans last year. And it just so happened that we were starting the plant up, and we had the conversation with the Le Mans folk and indicating that we'd like to try to supply them with a notion going forward that they wanted to get into the E85 motor fuels. So the conversation just picked up a little bit stronger and stronger each time we talked, and we were at a point where we could produce the ethanol, and that's where we end up today, is that we've got the first supply heading out the door this week, actually, to one of the teams, and they're gonna test some of the ethanol.
When it comes to cellulosic ethanol, a lot of people are talking about it. It's certainly, there's a lot of people that are still thinking this is kind of down the road a little bit. You've not only come out to announce a facility that's in production, but you've already got a customer you're supplying the product to.
Right. I think it's important. Of course, we've got the supply going forward with the teams, the racing teams, but also it is a good start point, like what Le Mans represents already, and that is their racing circuit tends to test real racing practices with street practice. So I think it's a good blend of the science from the fuel that we're going to produce. Not only is it going through a racing car, it's also going through the automobiles in the street, too. And we're proud to be a part of that because, from our side, the research that we've done in the past, obviously, is, you know, the corn to ethanol. We've been involved in a lot of corn to ethanol plants. But now that as it's proven itself, we also have to prove out the viability and the economic production of cellulose-based ethanol. And I think we're well on our way to do that.
Well, let's talk about that just for a minute. With the plant that you've got, I believe this is out in Upton, Wyoming,
right.
You're proving that we can take something other than corn, which obviously has been one of the primary feedstocks to make ethanol with. It looks like you've really got a design here, I guess, that people can look at as a real demonstration facility.
Well, it is. It is a demonstration facility to prove out that the upfront extraction process of the sugars, the cellulose from, in our case, the wood fiber, is proved out, and I think we've done that. Anything downstream of that process is very much the same as a corn to ethanol plant. So I think we're well on our way to mass producing commercialized operations such as this. But I want to point out that cellulose-based ethanol, as it is in its infancy stage, is just an element or a part of the big renewable energy picture. We don't believe that corn ethanol plants are going to go away anytime soon, and I think that even the ethanol in itself is just a small segment of renewable energy. So I think we still have a lot to contribute from all the other technologies that are being developed, and there's a lot out there right now.
Let's talk about what your goals are here. Where do you see KL Process Design Group making its impact in terms of building new plants to emulate what you've created there in Wyoming?
Well, what we don't think is it's going to be the same as it is in as far as the size goes of corn to ethanol plants. For instance, if you see 100 million gallon a year plants springing up throughout the upper Midwest, is going to be a very strong contrast to what we do. What we call KLCBE, or that's cellulose-based ethanol business model, is that we'd locate these plants to fit the size of the feedstock supply. For instance, we'd like to co-locate with possibly a sawmill that has a waste stream that they're having to deal with. There's a lot of wood products mills out there already having to deal and landfill this material, and we could use that. Now, if you build these plants small enough, you can locate them almost anywhere, and then match that to the fuel outlet or stream that you can supply a local blender, for instance. I think in our business model, a 5 million gallon a year plant can supply up to 11 stations. And all this can be done in a very decentralized manner that really dispels the notion that ethanol, it can't be shipped economically, and it does take away the argument that the fuel for food debate that we're always going through.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to hearing more great things from KL Process Design Group. That's Randy Kramer, who is president of the company. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.